This is Tom Kramer speaking. I did the mural on Alberta Street and about 22nd. And that job, somebody called me from a school, which was called Open Meadows High School, an alternative high school for at-risk youth, to work with them on a mural. And the person that coordinated, I think, was named Mark Meltzer. Anyway, long story short, I think we did that mural in the early 2000s, and it indeed was done really quickly. I supervised it. It's more or less my design, but a lot of the actual work was done by the Open Meadows students. There was probably maybe 20, 25 people that helped me do it, and they were all kids. There's a wide range of different kinds of people that helped me on the mural. And it was a difficult, problematic surface because it was like a brick wall. So if you think about it, a brick is kind of more than one surface. It's the actual face of the mural and then the indentations on the brick themselves. So it was a little bit more work to get the paint in there and everything. So the mural itself was kind of meant to be to engage the African American and heritage of that street. When I first, you know, moved in the neighborhood, and actually there were still traces of it when I did the mural, but it used to be right in the center of the black part of town, and there were lots of black clubs around there, and that kind of energy was part of the deal. I also had to do something that was, I wanted to do something kind of upbeat. So I use the really bright colors that you see, and there's kind of a little bit of sort of voodoo-type images in there. There's a genie, I believe, that sort of swirls up coming from kind of a snake formation. There's a lot of music stuff going on. So I think that it's you know, kind of has all those kinds of things going on in it. It's very urban, and it's trying to kind of be a proletariat-friendly, so anybody can get it kind of thing. It took, if it had been me alone, it would have taken a couple weeks to do it. But because I had all this help, I think we did that mural in about 3 days, and it was definitely a collaboration. And it, I think anybody seeing it in the future, I think it sort of represents the sort of bridge between how the neighborhood used to be and how what the neighborhood's turned into. Which there's one interesting story about the mural, which is the original version had a nude woman with, the breasts and the pubic area exposed. The neighborhood got upset about that, and so the later finished version, the version you see now, is the version where that's more covered up. So anyway, the original version was a little bit more kind of X-rated, so to speak.